Now, the real issue at stake, in my opinion, concerns the future of CONI, because even if the peace agreement is signed, but in the peace agreement, the international authorities, the Ugandan government, the Sudanese government that is involved in this peace negotiation do not take into account that CONI should be arrested because this is the will of the international court. There is no doubt that this man might remain. Well, I would rather say 100% he will remain in the bush. And the presence of CONI in the bush is the real obstacle to the peace process. Because if he remains in the bush with other people like Vincent Oti and all the high-ranked officers of the LRA, in a way or in the other, this might create problems in the near future, to such an extent that in this case we could speak of half peace agreement.